Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Weiss, Leilui Nishmat, his father, Rabbi Yisrael Doiv ben Yehuda Tzvi, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, whose Yortzeit is Yud Beis Nissan. We're holding a Menachas Daf Ayin Tes. The Gemara in Amud Beis introduces the idea that we have a Toido which is a Choiva, we have a Toido which is a Nedava. Someone can donate a Toido to bring a Korban Toido, but there's some Toidos which are a Choiva. What is a Choiva? So Rashi, in Rashi Ksavyad, in the first pshat, explained, we're talking about someone who said, Harei Alai Toido. He obligated himself to bring a Korban Toido. But in the second pshat, Rashi Ksavyad brings the end of the Amud. What is Toido's Choiva? Kigoy Mifarish Bayom, Vayoitze B'Shayoro, V'Choyle Shinitza Michol Yoy, V'Chovu Shiyotzo Mibes Asurim. Meaning the ones that have the Pesukim in Tehillim tell us they have to bring a Korban Toido, and from there we have the source of Birkas HaGoyimel. They are the ones considered to be, they have to bring a Toidos Choyva. They're obligated to bring the Korban. And we see from our Gemara, the ones you speak about Toidos Choyva, the obligation is different. We learn the Pesukim, we're talking about the different Inyonim regarding the Lechem that has to do with Toidos Choyva. If you look at the Levush in Arachayim, Simen Reish Yutet Sif Aleph, he speaks about the Birkas HaGoyimel and says, who are the four that have to do Birkas HaGoyimel? Says, the Simen Ladov is a Chol HaChayim Yudu Chaselo. HaChayim is Rosh Tevois, Chole, Yesurim, Yam, and Midbar. And he says, the source from this is what we found in Tehillim, that David HaMelech speaks about, the four Shetzichim Le'oiders. So the Prima Gonim over there in the same Simen, in the Hakdomo, to the Simen, he says, we find that you have this obligation, you have a source of it in Tehillim, but it's not a Din D'Oraisa, it's a Din D'Rabbanan. We don't find in that Torah that you have this obligation. So the Shivat HaLevi in Chelek Gimel, Siman Kuf Samach Gimel, speaks about this Inyan. It brings others that say it's only D'Rabbanan. It says all of these Mefarshim, all these Poiskim, did not see the Rashi Ksavyad, which was revealed only many generations later. They didn't see the Rashi Ksavyad, and our Sugya says clearly that the four that are obligated to bring Korban Toido, it's D'Oraisa. That's why there's a chiluk between the breads they have to bring with the carbon. So that's the kudah number one you see from Rashi. These four are chiyuvim d'oraisa that when he calls a toidas choyva is the ones have to say a goymel, the ones have to bring korban toida. Second, the kudah points out the Shevet HaLevi is that one of the examples that Rashi brings is mifarish bayam, someone who goes and travels in the sea. So he says, you see from Rashi, he compares this to the other cases. The Chasam Sofer Chaim Simen Nun Aleph, he wants to bring that after someone who travels in the sea, with a farish bayam, he doesn't have the same obligation of a goyim. And the reason is because he did it to himself. He didn't have to travel in Mokob Sakana. He decided to go into the sea. So he now went into Sakana and he was Nitzoil. He doesn't have the same obligation of a goyim because he caused it to himself. So yes, there's some oidah he has to do, but it's not the same level. Says the Shevet HaLevi, if you look at Rashi over here, this Rashi Ksavyad, you see the Rashi compares the Mefarash Bayam to the other ones. And this leads us to another discussion, which is in general, if someone caused himself to be in a Sakana, does he have a Goyim or not? In Shailos HaTshuvos Reb Elozer Hildesheimer or Chaim Simon Choftes, it's brought down there a Shaila from Reb Moshe Yaakovzoin regarding somebody who tried to commit suicide, but he was saved. Does he say a Goyim or not? So Rav Moshe Yaakovzoin wants to say, does not say a goyim, unless he regrets what he did. He's on the same mindset. He wasn't insane when he did it. But someone that did it purposely and he was saved, he doesn't have the chiyuv of a goyim, and his children don't have the chiyuv oidol that someone has when his father is saved by a miracle. So Rav Israel Hildesheimer argues. He says, no, disagrees. He says he has the same chiyuv of a goyim, and Adrab, his children should come and be moide. He doesn't explain too much why. But the Sefer Zdet Soifim sends us to the Shalos HaTshuvos Leiv Chaim, Rav Chaim Falaji, Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Gimel, who brings the same Shiloh, and he says for sure has to do a Goyimel, because he was saved, he was supposed to be punished even more than a regular person, because he put himself in the Makom Sakana, and still he was saved. So the Bracha, a Goyimel, Chayovim Toivah, it applies to him very much, he's very much Chayov, because he put himself in such a Tzorah. Of course, he should say a Goyimel. And the Matik over there, says he wants to bring a raya, because he brings the name of the Chidol, that the only time you don't say a goymel is when a Kodesh Baruch Hu said for a person to go and do something. For example, when Avraham Avinu was saved from Kivshan Ha'esh, did he say a goymel? So he brings the Chidol, he did not say a goymel. He brings also our Bosh and Chusul Lepardis, that's brought down Gmor Chagigo, And Rabbi Akiva was saved, he did not say a goymel. Because if Kadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it, it's be b'rishus of Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you don't do it. So the Matik says, Meduyak from here, that any other case, even if a person put himself in Malkam Sakana, he does say a goymel. And this is what's Meduyak a little bit from our Rashi. The Rashi says, Hamefarish Bayam, meaning even if someone put himself in danger, he still has to do a goymel. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.